This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
My transition team hasn't been able to get access to information we need to be able to deal with everything from testing and guidance to the all-important issue of vaccine distributions and vaccinations.
All right, so that's Joe Biden talking about the fact that, all right, so what's going to go on with this vaccine? We haven't heard from the president in a week plus other than tweeting, and it's been about the fights over the votes. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, that's where we're at. Typical with round and round as we wait and wait and wait and wait. We've been doing the unofficial poll of should the press just concede, run in 2024, that's the rumor, and perhaps jump on a network opportunity, which it sounds like that's some of the shaking going on out there on the ground, that there are some that want to back him in the network, if that's true, etc. But do the numbers add up? And the numbers of the popular vote certainly have Biden up to 80 million, and then it's about the electoral count. So when is enough enough, even if the loss is tough? And will supporters of the Prez jump off the bandwagon if that continues to drag on or not? Or no, just keep on ticking. And pretty much this is a split audience. It's not a surprise to me. Just like everything in the country, it's, I say it all the time, it's like sports teams, us's and them's, etc. And that's what I'm finding so far. You can weigh in, throw your two cents at me. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Should the Prez just say, okay, concede and then move forward, or continue to push back, I guess. For example, there's a judge that tossed a Republican bid to halt Arizona from certifying the Biden win. There's more and more of that happening. And while that starts to play out, the options start to go down. A Georgia audit confirmed the Biden win by 12,284 votes, but Rudy Giuliani says massive fraud was used to steal the election from Donald Trump. So at this point, with Pfizer and BioNTech who are getting emergency vaccine approval, they're trying to have that happen heading into the weekend, and then of course next week you have Thanksgiving and the scariness of the possibility of it being a big super spread event. So a lot is centering around COVID, and while that's happening, we're seeing again massive surges in cases, 252,000 deaths, 11.8 million cases, that's how many now. Deaths worldwide, 1.34 million. Total cases, 55.6 million. So you know these numbers are from John Hopkins. CDC says, we understand you're tired of hearing about COVID-19. This is what they're tweeting out. But facts are facts. This pandemic is not over, and cases are still rising across the U.S. Do your part. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose. Stay 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands. Stay home if you can. Scary is those who have loved ones, family members in assisted living facilities. In 5 assisted living facilities in 39 states, they're reporting one or more COVID-19 cases among the residents and the staff. And of course, all they can do is identify the cases as quickly as they can. But the number of cases per day has just soared. The previous record was 177,224, and Thursday hit a new high for how many have been reported in a day. More than 252,000 people have died of COVID-19, and the projection is pretty bleak. They're saying the death toll could reach maybe 298,000 by December 12th, just weeks after passing that mark of 250,000 on Wednesday, but the number of cases soars over 185,000 cases. So people are getting the symptoms, they're getting tested, and then this is what's happened. The an emergency physician, I saw her on TV and I saw her quoted, I want to say, on CNN. Her name is Lena Wen. A doctor said, the number of deaths that we're going to see in 3 weeks' time or 4 weeks' time reflects the actions we take right now. Just really trying to warn people, you're stressed, you're worried, you haven't seen loved ones, they want to see you, you want to see them, but you got to pass the time indoors safely. And again, that goes to that whole travel thing. There's one state, Hawaii, is showing a decrease in new cases greater than 10% compared to the previous week. Five others, though, Idaho, North Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, Arkansas, some great people are listening to us there, holding steady. And then the other 44 states, increases, 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 up 10% compared to the prior week. And, you know, part of this is that cold snap in the middle of the country, and that has helped to drive the surge in cases because people are going indoors. So that's why the limit the gatherings, look at what's happening, because this thing that you might not see is the asymptomatic spread. And it's like you have to be vigilant, right? Thanksgiving is crucial. I mean, I've read that probably 15 times today. Crucial, because we're at that turning point. So I think what's happening in your backyard and mine is there is conversation about COVID, killing COVID, the vaccine, everything related to it, because it's killed so many economically. It's killed small businesses that won't come back. It has sucked the life out of just way too many people. And this is where we are. Getting through this, getting those tests, all of that. And at this point, knowing that there's no choice. I mean, we're all in this together. When we say that, it's not some trite little phrase to trot out. You're relying on other people to be vigilant, people to pay attention to what they're doing, who they're coming across, all of that, so that you and your family can stay safe. So it is a very difficult time, no doubt. Rudy Giuliani has to be mortified because whether it's the Drudge Report, whether it's ABC News or whoever it is, he was, you know, on mic and he had a press conference. And I don't know that somebody wouldn't have told him this, but they weren't paying attention with the hot lights. His hair dye melted on both sides of his face, bringing it down to his jawline. So even on Drudge, it said Giuliani. And I looked, what? Are you kidding me? And the hair dye was just running down his face as he was going on and on about Joe Biden's win as a Venezuelan plot that they uncovered on the internet, and talking about the American people are entitled to know it, you shouldn't keep it from them. And he compared ballot observers to a scene in My Cousin Vizzy. He even acted out a scene as actor Joe Pesci. So it was a very strange presser that Giuliani was right there smack in the middle of. Wow. Every day is different. Every day. Talking money next.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon says.
This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
Money before Christmas for the stimulus from the stimulus. You can forget that. That's not happening. It is dead on arrival and not even up for discussion. More of the discussion is focused on coronavirus, but not the repercussions. I mean, when will everybody get a vaccine? Some of that has been laid out. If it all rolls out with these daily cases soaring to 185,000, and it will, but it's a question of the timing of the administrations, all of that. But the timing of not getting the stimulus, I think, is a real stinger for a lot of people who were expecting that, because that's what we kept hearing, right? So when you hear every day, oh, thank goodness, they passed the stimulus. And those were the conversations. I mean, the head of the airlines were calling the White House to find out what was going on with Congress. Does it look like you're going to pass this? This was months ago. And, of course, then more people were laid off. So not happening at this point, and it means it would bounce to next year, and we'll see what happens next year as, you know, people are going to try to stumble through this November, December, get to the end of the finish line as fast as possible. I mean, you know, as of like 9 hours ago, the one thing that Chuck Schumer said that Mitch McConnell and he agreed to was to discuss COVID relief and the aides are negotiating the government funding, but this second stimulus is just not looking good. Some people are not even going to qualify for the second stimulus. Initially, for the first one, they did, but the rules may change this time around. So if that happens, then you're out of luck, right? Because it is kind of a weird line with areas where jobs are threatened, and with only a few weeks left before 2021, is there really going to be this economic rescue package of the second deal? It doesn't look like that. It's not looking that way. And the numbers, like I said, are probably changing a little bit, and what the cutoff is. So stay tuned. I wish I could tell you more. Even in conversations I've had with people who are on the no inside, you know, they really thought months ago it just seemed inevitable. The president was pushing for it. He knew this was a good thing, too, in a election cycle where he was trying to get reelected, because when you're pinched by money and you cannot feed young children, or you're making decisions on should we eat, should we pay the rent, should we pay the mortgage, I mean, that's a really tough, tough call. Of course it's a tough call. And thinking that you're going to get something and keep hearing that it's so close, and then poof, it just completely disappears, I think has really slammed people very, very, very hard. No question about it. On the money front, looking at, looking at the stimulus, there are people that didn't claim the first one. So for goodness sake, if you qualified, go to IRS.gov and get that one. But jobless claims shot up to 742,000 with the worsening of the pandemic. It's forcing more businesses, I think, to close. The Labor Department's report on Thursday showed that applicants for benefits rose from 711,000 in the previous week. They had soared to 6.9 million in March when the pandemic first intensified. Before that, applications pretty much hovered around 225,000 a week. So the economy's modest recovery is increasing at risk with the infections exploding and the highest levels on record. So restricting gatherings, restaurant dining, restricting that, closing gyms, reducing hours, capacity of bars, stores, businesses, you get it. And at least 15 states tightening curbs on businesses to try to slow the infections. I mean, that's starting to have that, that effect. The evidence is certainly there that consumers are losing confidence in the economic outlook and pulling back on shopping, eating out, and other activities. Spending on 30 million credit cards and debit cards tracked by J.P. Morgan Chase fell 7.4% earlier this month. So that's a big number. That's a big decline. And think of people in the restaurant business who are trying to keep the doors open. And then again, the unemployment benefits and who's filing and all of that certainly plays into the whole numbers game of what you got. Do you have anything saved up? You know, was that all spent? Because a lot of people had to dig into savings to get them through, the hump. And we're seeing stocks that rise with this kind of tug of war between we're hopeful, we're optimistic, we're pessimistic. I mean, just kind of choppy trading. So for anyone with a 401k or a little bit of money invested in the stock market, you know what that's like. Technology companies are accounting for the rebound that we saw on Thursday. Companies that rely on this consumer spending I talked about in communication stocks also help lift the market, and it outweighed some bad losses in utilities and the healthcare sectors. And the treasury yields fell. That's a sign of caution in the market, and numbers are there for a reason. And the money tells the story. You know, that old expression, follow the money. And follow the money can mean a lot of things, but follow the money where it's not. And, you know, we're at the end, we're at the point where the end game is in sight, but it's tough getting to the end because of what I said. Banning indoor restaurant dining and gyms and restrictions and all of that and counterbalancing what's happening. New York City, halting in-person learning at public schools. That's had an impact, and the winner's there. Tonight, earlier in the evening, I talked to some people from Philadelphia, and of course, it's cold in Philly, and they were telling me how many people they knew that were leaving New York City. So many people are fleeing because they've been hit so hard with the economic impacts, the rippling effects of the pandemic that they can't keep just stretching and hoping that things will bounce back sooner rather than later. There's a point where the hope stretches and then it just snaps in half. And I think some of that hope is snapping. It's like you look at different industries, the cruise industry, and this wouldn't be shocking to you, but the cruise industry says 254,000 American jobs have been lost. That's devastating, just like the airline industry. $32 billion in economic activity lost. $32 billion. That's so much. I mean, you know, they're working on coronavirus testing for passengers, face masks, social distancing, ventilation, all of that. But can they really pull it off? I mean, you don't think about it, but cruising contributed, ready for this, $55 billion to the American economy in 2019, up 5.3% from 2018. But, of course, cruising is suspended through the end of the year, thanks to COVID, so it's taken a hit. The hit that I mentioned, the $32 billion in economic activity. And the lost American jobs. So with more stringent measures, perhaps in place, what else is that going to mean? Putting people back to work, fueling the economic recovery from the pandemic. Oh, there is really a push-pull. Really a push-pull as to what to do. And if it's a mandate, there's nothing the cruise industry can really, really do. All right, you had some thoughts on all kinds of things from A to Z. We're headed to the mailbag right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday night have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. At a press conference Thursday, Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani said a new lawsuit would be filed Friday in Georgia over the signature verification process for absentee ballots.
The recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing, because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again.
Georgia is legally required to certify their election results by Friday. As one recount is completed, another will soon begin. Elections officials in Wisconsin have ordered a recount in two of the state's largest counties after requested by the Trump campaign. The recounts of more than 800,000 votes in Milwaukee and Dane counties will begin on Friday. This is USA Radio News. New Hampshire has become the latest state to issue a mask mandate for its citizens. Governor Chris Sununu announced the mandate Thursday, which applies in public indoor areas and outdoor areas when social distancing can't be maintained. New Hampshire has seen its highest number of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began and has seen the number of residents hospitalized with the disease double over the last 2 weeks. 37 states now have some form of mask mandate in place. California is also adding restrictions as cases continue to rise in that state. California is imposing a limited stay-at-home order in its counties with the highest number of coronavirus cases. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeting Thursday a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew will be in effect for non-essential work and gatherings starting on Saturday. The order lasts for 1 month and is in effect for 41 of the state's 58 counties, which affects nearly 94% of Californians. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Sweet! We are in the mailbag. Just dance around. Mail everywhere. All right, I got this one from John. Yay, Pfizer, Moderna. We knew they were going to do it. Kate, you said it all along. But it's not a surprise because they were working on this. Dr. Sal told us that. That dude was cool that you had on the air, and I've been paying attention. I've got family in healthcare, and they know through the grapevine the same things that you've been talking about. This is good news, but we do have to get to the other side. So we got months that are going to drag on us big time. My family is just trying to do the lockdown thing the best we can, go to the grocery store, get walks outside, social distance from a handful of people, and we're very, very good at it. And, yes, we are not traveling for Thanksgiving. And trust me, we really wanted to travel for Thanksgiving. So it is a killer, in a sense, for us, but we don't want to kill people, if you know what I mean. Yeah, the CDC said they recommend don't travel. Got to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. It's very, very strong because of the surge possibilities, because of the hospitals being filled up, and that you have got that, you know, 14-day incubation period. And this is the busy time. Airlines and hotel companies, I mean, it's been horrible since the beginning of this, and they know it. The unnecessary travel isn't going to help anyone, and boy, I mean, I hate it too, John. I do. But I hate the idea that we just keep pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. Pushing. It's not good. Not good at all. All right, how about this one from Paige who says, Kate, did you know there's another Trump who is going to run for a Senate seat, and I think she might have a good chance. Yeah, Laura Trump. I was just talking to someone about that. 2022 for the Senate, and it's the president's daughter-in-law. So she is a North Carolinian, and she's been telling people she's considering doing it. And she is married to Eric Trump. They live in Westchester, New York, with their two children. But, I mean, she even has a daughter named Carolina, named for the state. So what they're saying is she's charismatic. She understands retail politics. She's a natural for politics. She gets it. But she would have to face some pretty stiff competition, I think. Rep, you know, Mark Walker, Congressman Mark Walker, is somebody who's seeking the seat. The former governor, Pat McCrory, also is looking at that possibility. And the list is long. Also, Mark Meadows, the current chief of staff, former congressman from the state, same thing. But you know what? If she does, then she does. And she certainly would have people backing her up. That's for sure. Does make it intriguing, doesn't it? We're already talking about 2022? What happened to 20? Oh, yeah, that's right. 2020 just kind of flew away, got away from us, right, if you will. All right, this one is from Tommy. Kate, I live in California. I listen to your show all the time. You got a great California affiliate, KCAA. Our friends to the north especially are being hit hard by this, but California's got an overnight curfew because the call from Governor Newsom is to stem the virus. So limited at-home stay orders, I believe. Yeah. From what I understand about this, there's like a band playing in the background. It is a, and they don't have a curfew. It is a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. deal, and it starts on Saturday. It affects the counties with the most severe restrictions, 41 of the state's 58 counties that are in the purple tier under California's color-coded system for reopening. They color-coded every single county. So that's like 94% of the state's 40 million people. Limited biz operations already in those counties because they're seeing the increase in the COVID. But that's what Newsom thinks they need to do. So, an overnight curfew. Probably very strange for a lot of people, you know, where they get that hankering to just go take a 7-Eleven run at midnight. Not now, unless non-essential. Got to stay home 10 to 5. Oh, it feels like a television show I just watched, and I can't think of the name of it. Like at least three or four of them where you had to stay in overnight. The Purge. You got to hide. The movie, The Purge, you got to hide. All right, here's one from Michael, and Michael says, Kate, I am listening to you in Montana. You have a little fan base here in Montana. Don't know if you've ever been, but did you see the deal? Because I know you said you like space, that they have narrowed the list of Space Command headquarters to at least five or six only, which is so fascinating to watch the story unfold. Yeah, you read that in Stars and Stripes. So the finalists are Kirkland Air Force Base in New Mexico. There's the Air Force Base in Nebraska. There's the Patrick Air Force Base in Florida. There's Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado. Port San Antonio, Redstone in Alabama. And they're going to make a final decision in 2021. So what this is what they're talking about is the home base for Space Command would house about 1,400 military and civilians. And SpaceCom was established in 2019 to oversee the control of this U.S. military space-based infrastructure and operations, which had temporarily been housed at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. I mean, it's going to take them at least 6 years to build out what they need to build out. But I bet you it'll look incredible once they do that. We'll see where they pick. It could be, I wonder if it's Kirkland. I don't know. And nobody I know has a definite beat on what that means. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Dr. Mark. And he says, Kate, have you seen that Steve Mnuchin wants Congress to unlock basically $580 billion for the U.S. economy? Well, earlier he had requested the return of unused funds from the Fed's emergency pandemic lending program. And that triggered pushback from the central bank because they're saying, oh, that's a vital thing. And companies impacted by COVID, travel, entertainment, restaurants, they don't need more debt. They need more PPP money. They need more grants. So the unused funds, there's some pushback there, I would say. I don't think so. What he said was, I hope Congress will seriously consider reallocating $580 billion of funds because they've been appropriated. That wouldn't cost taxpayers an additional penny. I mean, there was a strong recovery after a partial shutdown this spring because of the pandemic, but boy, it's really turned in a much different direction. Much different direction. How about this? This is pretty interesting. Jared sent this to me. Kate, I'm sure you're paying attention to what is going on with the next election, and it looks like the predictions are expect a red wave in 2022. Because even though there's going to be some defensive hand play, there'll be lots of offensive play as well. And I think when I look at the Senate, even it could fall. Well, I have to look at the numbers. It's interesting, isn't it, that of course the House Democratic, the Senate goes the way of the Republicans, at least depending on what happens in Georgia runoff, etc. That could change that, but it is razor thin. Let's put it this way: razor thin in the areas. I mean, you could just drive a little tiny Tonka truck through it, and the pendulum is swinging in all kinds of directions. I don't know that I think the Senate is. In fact, I would say I don't think the Senate switches. I think the Republicans control the Senate. The Democrats had controlled the House. They'll continue to control the House. And then you look at the makeup of the Supreme Court. And if I look at the makeup of the Supreme Court, I would say that's going to weigh heavily. Again, you have to be a genius to do this stuff. That's going to weigh heavily. Right. So the balance has shifted big time. And I don't believe that it's going to go in the opposite. I don't believe it's going to be a big turn. Even if the runoff elections are close, I don't see that changing. I don't see that changing the Senate to the Democrats. I don't see that hand that's being played. A lot of money is being spent down there, though. A lot of postcards are being sent. A lot of money is being spent on behalf of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So it is the one state that, boy, the people there are getting bombarded by political ads. So you go through the regular, what I call the regular, the process of voting, and then you come out on the other side and you realize, oh, because of our rules, I mean, hey, listen, we got to have runoff elections, two of them, and it could decide the balance of power. And so, yeah, tons of money, a ton of money is being spent to seduce those who will listen to voting for either side, right? It's massive. Where there's a will, there's a way, they say. And there's a will. And that's what is happening. Right now, as we speak, there are some interesting stories going on about these transitions. The mic drop moment, as it were, coming up next on the show.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
To jump into the middle of this, I'll tell you what, I miss live music. Raise your hand if you miss live music, because I have my special glasses. Ooh, hands across America going up everywhere. I can see your hands. Yeah, it is true, isn't it? There's something about that. I think concerts, when the world comes back, I think concerts will be big. I mean, concerts, going to a bar and listening to someone play the guitar, anything, all of that connection will be huge. I didn't even have to ask the Magic 8 Ball that. There was no ask again later. I could just tell you. I'm going to tell you this because this is sort of a little bit of odds and ends, but Seattle beat Arizona on Thursday Night Football 28-21. Boy, the Cardinals are that surprise team. They almost nipped in the Battle of the Birds. Seattle. Nobody nailed the score each and every week, except for next week. Thanksgiving is an off week. We nail the score, meaning you can win some fabulous prizes. You don't have to know anything about football. I just come up with the game of the week, who's going to win of the two, and what's the score going to be? A lot of people email the show, but you certainly can call the show. All right, I'm going to call this an incredible moment. The royal family, the Queen, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, their relationship and everything royal is being talked about a lot. The Crown is a popular Netflix series, and it's on. And it's, you know, the Queen and Prince Charles and the Diana. They're in the Diana phase. But Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, ready for this? How long do you think they've been married? Oh, this is a big moment. 73 years. They just celebrate, yeah, their 73rd wedding anniversary. It is a mic drop moment. I guarantee most people listening to the show, I don't care how old you are, how long your parents stayed together, I don't know very many people. I can't think of anyone. 73 years. She was 21 when she married Philip. She's been the queen since 1952. And so that makes her the longest ruling monarch in British history. And her marriage to Prince Philip is the longest for any British sovereign. Wow. That's a big deal. So he's 99. 99. Did you hear me say that? Philip is 99, and he's retired from public duty. The Queen has not retired from public duty. She is 94 years old. Wow. 94 years old. Put that into perspective. And the 73, it is a numbers game, certainly, in that sense of the word. Crazy, and it is a very big mic drop moment, because I want all of you to think, do you know anyone that has been married for 73 years? Mm-mm. And with divorce rates and things that happen, 20 years, like, huge. When you get somebody that's at 20, right? All right, a couple of, again, just kind of jumping around here. Legendary coach Lou Holtz, who's 83, led Notre Dame to a championship in 88 and spent 33 years as a college football coach, has tested positive for COVID-19. And I think of all of his sayings, and, I mean, he is legendary. I guess that's a good way to put it. And he did test positive. He said he didn't have a lot of energy right now. He's known best for that 11-year stint at Notre Dame, a Fiesta Bowl win, a national championship in the 1988 season. And since his retirement from coaching in 2004, he's been an analyst for ESPN, made public appearances supporting President Trump and, you know, whatnot. But he's another person in that age group fighting. And it's really tough on older people, especially if they're, and he wasn't, but if people that are in facilities, assisted living, whatever it is, it's very, very tough because of the nature of the disease and how easy it is to spread. It's so easy to spread. So I think we are going to create some new traditions probably this year, many of us, since we're not going to be able to be near family and come up with creative ways to see other people, I suppose, because you can do that with the backyard thing. There is ways to social distance. I've seen people doing it in a parking lot not far from my house, meaning that they figured out a way in one of these strip malls to just do the six feet. And space everybody out, and it looked like they were having the time of their life. So it's doable. It seems, in some cases, that probably doesn't feel that way, but where there's a will, there's a way. It's definitely doable, I guess, right? That's how I would put it. The the thing that's upside down in this upside down world that doesn't make sense or does make sense, and I didn't watch Tiger King, but a lot of people did. So Netflix, other big hit, Tiger King, the star has been accused, Jeff Lowe, of recurring inhumane treatment and improper handling of endangered species of animals. There was a complaint filed, and it was filed in Oklahoma against him and his wife and the exotic animal park he took over from the founder, Joe Exotic, in 2016, and Tiger King LLC. So after closing the Wynwood Zoo last August, the Lowe's agreed to pay more than $100,000 in delinquent state sales tax from sales at the zoo. Then the federal complaint alleged that they created an illegal, unlicensed wildlife park on a 33-acre tract in Thackerville, Oklahoma, and called it, named Tiger King Park. So, I don't get it. I don't get the risks with the tigers. You see tigers, white, those white tigers in the car. Look, Siegfried and Roy did that for a while. But what you do with the animal, especially if they're in a endangered list, and in serious danger, is the thing that gets their hackles up, and then all bets are off. The Lowe's animal from and continue to suffer from, they say, easily preventable or treatable conditions, which in some cases has caused the untimely death of some of these pretty magnificent animals that they have. And seeing the boy, seeing the tiger and its wildlife, this wild animal sanctuary, saving 39 of them, is amazing. But seeing these tigers roam around really makes you have a different appreciation, I think, for the tigers. Definitely makes you feel that way. Under the heading of the finality of it all, Burt Belasco, think of Let's Stay Together, he starred, dead at 38 years old. So he's probably best known for his role in that show. A press release came from Lieutenant Matthew Pekka, responding to a hotel just outside Richmond, Virginia, before a medical emergency, and they found 38-year-old Burt Belasco deceased. You know, he had even gotten a call to check on him, and that's what led them to going and checking his room. Oof. He starred as Charles Whitmore, I want to say, for 3 or 4 years at least. He's in a lot of good shows, though. He's a good actor. So rip to Burt Belasco. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.